David, give us your reaction to the game today.
Thrilled to win the game. It was a difficult game for a player of Ballymena. They had a game plan. They sat behind the ball, and again they created two or three opportunities in the second half, but so thrilled to win the game, and we keep moving on.
They kept you out for so long that at some point did you think it maybe wasn't going to happen for you today?
You always hope it's going to happen with the players that we have in the final third. We weren't at our polished best, I wouldn't say. We weren't creating the number of chances that we have done, but the pleasing thing is when we did get the penalty, when we've missed numerous penalties over the previous sort of campaigns, that Andy Mitchell had the courage and the technique to step up and put it in the net.
How good is it to have people like that in the team, boys, that you didn't maybe have last year that are giving you that wee edge this season?
Yeah, again, I don't think we had an out and out man of the match today, but collectively we always work hard. I demand that as the manager, and so if you keep picking up 3 points, it was crucial. I spoke to the players again before that we win the game today because it puts down a little bit of a marker that we go to the top of the league at the minute, so that was crucial. And so we move on now to, we've got the League Cup Tuesday, the Scottish Iron Brew tournament next Saturday, and say all the play for us then.
Perhaps a slight worry for you with Andy being out injured, maybe where the goals are going to come from, but they've been spread around the team really well so far for you this season.
Yeah, hopefully Andy's not too far off. Again, Andy's a big player for us. He proved that last year, and he's got all the ability in the world. So it'll be good to have Andy back, whether it's next week, whether it's 3 weeks. But when he comes back, then he's going to add competition to already fierce competition in the attacking third.
And last game, of course, for Paul Smith today. It's his move now, subject to medical. You say to QPR, so tell us what you make of his contribution for you since you come in as manager.
His contribution as a whole has been huge. I come in as manager, and obviously Paul was in and around sort of the Swifts, maybe made his debut in the Stevenson's Cup again. But his impact's been immense, and I wish him well. He came into the side when it was tough for me. I'd lost my first four games, or four out of the first five games as manager. I was new to it, and Paul Smith gave me a spark. So as time's moved on, he's improved his attributes. So I hope he goes to England. He has the full backing of himself. Anything that he needs, because I've been there, he can ask. But there'll be good coaches. QPR are a good club. It's a great stepping stone now for him to go on, hopefully express himself, and go on be a proper good footballer.
Just a word on the next couple of games for you. Give us your thoughts ahead of the Distillery game and the League Cup. What sort of a challenge you're expecting there? Have you had a chance to watch them this season?
Yeah, so somebody watched the Distillery today, so we'll get the information later tonight or first thing tomorrow. And again, like we always say, any team we play in the League Cup, the Stevenson's Cup, the County Antrim Shield, we give them the full respect, and the Distillery will certainly be given that on Tuesday night.